Vice President Kamala Harris has canceled a planned campaign appearance alongside California Governor Gavin Newsom aimed at boosting Democratic turnout in the final weeks of the recall election. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. She and Newsom were set to appear at a rally south of San Francisco. Some 14,000 firefighters facing changing weather conditions battled more than a dozen large wildfires across California into today. These included a growing blaze that was slowly pushing toward the Lake Tahoe Resort region. Winds and temperatures were expected to pick up in coming days while humidity drops, adding to the challenge endured by crews working in rugged terrain. California lawmakers on Thursday advanced the second of two measures designed to cut through local zoning ordinances. The measure would make it easier to buy smaller second units on what are now single-family properties that could include up to four units, such as duplexes or homes, with attached living units if the lot is split into two equal parcels under the bill. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. As COVID-19 cases soar in Del Norte County, staff at Crescent City's Sutter Coast Hospital is receiving meals provided by local restaurants, donations, and a $30,000 COVID grant from Wild Rivers Community Foundation and Humboldt Area Foundation. Highway 299 reopened to one-way traffic as the Monument Fire continues to burn along the highway in Trinity County between Burt Ranch and Weaverville. The road was open Thursday, closed overnight for everyone except local residents with proof of address. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.